Independent Radio Exchange Network. Radio Show. Co-funded by the European Union. More at indire.eu. Radio Show.
Oye, bimbazo. Yeah. Yeah. Ay, qué bien que cae un bimbazo. Mucho menos que un abrazo. Te da fuego en el corazón. Es muy bueno para el cardio. Te revienta el marcapaso. Pónselo para tu abuelazo. Bimbazo 3000.
Hello Europe, hello music people. Welcome to the 80th edition of Indire, Independent Radio Exchange.
Returning to reality after wonderful summer holidays. Oh my God, Sonia.
Yes, Rafa. This is Sonia Morales.
And this is Rafa Sanchez with the best person managing the sound control, Nuria Magic Fingers González.
Welcome to the Spanish alternative and underground scene from the studios of Onda Local de Andalucía.
We're listening to Bimbazo 3000, the latest single from the unclassifiable Space Surimi. These crazy people from Jerez de la Frontera always make us dance at the same time that they make us smile.
Yes, Space Surimi has one of the craziest and funniest live shows ever. There is no better way to start a radio show.
Macarrones con chorizo y los hizo. Los gitanos de Bronx con su riso. Ponlo en tu equipo y acaba en prisión. Bimbazo 3000.
Space Surimi to the collective name Pirámide, presenting Campo Modular, their first long play, a conceptual album released last September.
Pirámide use endless localings, but with an universal perspective. Tradition versus avant-garde, intimate means versus social commitment, reflection versus celebration, all of them going through the screen of folklore and electronica.
Yeah.
Pirámide de beauties, an endless number of juxtapositions and contradictions. And to prove this point, you've been listening to our first choice from this album, the closing track El Pastillero,
in which they use a pregón and 90s rave sounds mixing traditional and modern concepts. And now you are thinking, what this pregón means?
Wikipedia. A pregón is a traditional opening speech given at the beginning of a festivity, inviting people to join it. And now we move on from El Pastillero, Eclectic Pregón, to Pintor de Loza, a well-known song from our folklore background, turned upside down through breakbeat and some James Brown samples.
Mi novio cartumano y alba pintor de loza.
And this was the collective Pirámide. Let's continue untangling the current independent music scene in our Back to School show. We approach more rap textures with the music of Roro Black Panther.
This rapper from Malaga has just released an EP called Mutable, with 5 songs that establish her own sound full of nerve. For example, this track, Error 404.
Yo como joya, no te recuerdo ya. El tiempo pasó y todo cambió lejos de ti. Tan lejos de ti. Hey, si tú empezaste y yo terminé, todito un desastre, no me conformé. No quise ser mala, claro que te amé. Las cosas caducan, por eso te tiré. Y aunque no quieras, siempre recordaré esos ojos lindos. Solo pasa una vez con cada persona, eso ya lo sé. Lo que ya no sé, si me enamoras. buscaré, yeah, yeah. Si me enamoraré, eso ya no lo sé. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Si me enamoraré, eso ya no lo sé. Viviendo la vida, pensando en sentir, y ya no me fío porque pueden mentir. No quise ser mala, me hicieron ser así. Estate tranquilo, que no voy a sufrir. Bastante que tengo con sobrevivir. Me quité la venda y te descubrí. Ya me da.
Rorro Black Panther became known in the underground scene thanks to the compilation Una de las Nuestras, One of Us.
This album was a production of Raika, member of the famous rap crew Hablando en Plata, and Elena Casanueva Escarnia, in which many young promises of Andalusian female rap were given voice.
And now we are going to say goodbye to Rorro Black Panther with her explicit song, Sexo.
¿Qué tal? ¿Cómo te sientes? Vives en mi corazón y te rechaza mi mente. Es pasado pero sigue presente. Siento tu olor y no te tengo de frente. Ey, baby, que ya todo es diferente. Conocí a otra gente, me muevo en otro ambiente. Ya, ah, 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 aprendí a vivir sin ti. Aprendí a besar la rosa y sus espinas. De amor estoy sobrado, no me conformo con propinas. Tú querías correr, yo quería volar. Tú querías el tren y yo el avión, aunque me dé ansiedad. Toda la suciedad que queda en mi recuerdo, me la he estado guardando por si venía alguien luego. Hacerme daño y no es lo más correcto. Así han pasado los años y ya no quepo en el tiesto. He florecido y ahora saco esto para los que sintieron que se les rompía el pecho. Recordando noche tras noche ese sexo intenso, al que perdió la jugada en otro intento, para la que lloraba mientras le ponían los cuernos. Esos sueños húmedos viven en el infierno.
Ella perreaba mientras le estaba durmiendo, ese beso que me dio calor porque era invierno.
Ey, ey, ¿qué tal? ¿Cómo te sientes? Vives en mi corazón y te rechaza mi mente. Es pasado pero sigue presente. Siento tu olor y no te tengo de frente. Ey, baby, que ya todo es diferente. Conocí a otra gente, me muevo en otro ambiente. Ya, ah, 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 aprendí a vivir sin ti. Hay una cosa que la gente no sabe y es que la mierda es la mierda y debería de estar en el váter. No me compliques, mejor vete. Voy a tatuarme en tu memoria hasta que tu corazón explote. Es un suicidio mental, no preguntes por qué. La conexión es conexión y es difícil que se corte. Me estás escociendo como este puto corte. Si te comportas mal conmigo, no pidas que me comporte. Rezo por no verte porque nada es como antes. Fuera de mi vida, ya no quiero recordarte. Vienes arrepentido, vienes pidiendo perdón, diciendo que me quieres siendo tu primer amor.
Que no quiero tu novio porque otra lo ha besado.
We stay in the city of Málaga to enjoy our guests today. The garage sound mixed with blues and punk of Hairy Nipples.
On a personal level, Hairy Nipples are one of my fetish bands of the Andalusian scene. And they have just released Gaslighting, one of the albums of the year for me.
And now we go down to the depths of the song Basement Tapes. to talk about gaslighting and all the news of hairy nipples, we have Álvaro Gasmas, guitar and voice of the band.
Welcome to Indire, Álvaro.
Hello. Nice to be here.
And nice to have you here. Thank you very much. First of all, Álvaro, we'd like to ask you about your brand new album titled Gaslighting. It is your most extensive work to date, right?
Yes, it is. It's our first long play, if you want, like around 12 songs, which it took us like nearly 20 years to get to this amount of songs. Not because of any particular reason, we're a bit lazy, but also our style of music was more focused on like smaller formats, like singles, like four tracks, EPs. And then suddenly at some point we decided that it was about time to do something a little bit more extended, to try to experiment with other stuff that we've been listening to, and yeah, now we have like it's the longest one so far. I don't know, we still can get into a double album or a triple, we will see, but so far we are very happy with 12 songs now.
Álvaro, and we have a question for our European audience in order to know you better. How would you define your sound? I mean, you don't have a bass player, but you do include the harmonica with that blues taste.
Yes. I would define it, to keep it simple, in garage, rock, like very simple, primary. The fact of not using a bass was something that we imposed a little bit in the beginning to try to find other ways to make the sound, wouldn't say aggressive, but perhaps a little bit more like present without that instrument, and that forced us to change a little bit the tempo, to change a little bit the distortion, the effect, and all that. But as you mentioned, there is also the harmonica. The harmonica is always bringing us back to the basic roots of what is rock and roll, which is blues music, and we try to use the harmonica as an instrument with a bigger range. So we're putting a lot of effects into the harmonica. We try that it sounds a little bit sometimes like a keyboard or around there. But yes, I mean the harmonica is like the hook, the thing that brings us back to blues music.
And an important punk spirit. Punk spirit in your music.
Yes. No, indeed, that's the spirit and the attitude when we are recording or playing is essential. I mean, because if you're playing with a limited range of instruments, four guys on a stage, if you don't have that attitude, your music is not going to get to the audience as well as if you show a little bit that you are there, that you know what you're doing, and that, I mean, you have to be respectful to the song, to the music that you play, but you cannot be like, you need to show that you really know what you want to say, that you show that, this, you know, you went through very big effort to try to get to the stage, so it's better that you enjoy it and that you show that you're sure of what you want to show. And if someone doesn't like it, I mean, change the channel or go somewhere else.
Well, Álvaro, it sounds, you know, as you said, going back to the root of the rock, like it is blues, coming back to this album, Gaslighting, 12 songs, 100% hairy nipples, traditional sound, but also your followers will notice that you have taken your music to less explored territories, such as electronic or country. What did you have the need of broadening this sound?
Very simple, the need of not getting bored of doing the same thing over and over again. I mean, one of the things that we always admire the most in the band that became reference to us is the fact that they've been able of evolving and to bring things that perhaps were right or sometimes they were not that good, but you know, evolution is something important on a development, in our opinion, a development of a band. When you get stuck into a sound and you finally only play one style of music, I think that you get a little bit prisoner of cliches and and it's very hard to get out of that. I mean, if you leave music as entertaining thing that you like to go out and play in gigs and all that, perhaps to remain to keep one style of music very clear and simple, it's better. But in our case, our artistic commitment is to try to enjoy by experimenting and adding new stuff. And everything that is on the album now is part of our journey, different stuff that we all listen to, because we are four different heads and we all have our influences. And we thought that now that we are doing like a longer album, why not bringing electronics, or why not bringing country music or other things that we always thought that could have a little space. But as you said, like trying to be honest about what we are and what we try to offer, to not offer something different.
It's very interesting because it's, as you said, an artist cannot be, you know, in a cage with the same sound, you know, your roots.
Completely.
And but you like, you know, exploring, it's fun, it's the music, no, you have to develop as a person, as an artist,
because and you don't because you're not an artist anymore, you're an entertainer.
So yes,
it's a person that is there for showing you what you paid for, and that's it. And then, and it's like any other regular job. So if I play music because I'm bored of my job, to make my music business another boring job, so that makes no sense.
Closer to you, I feel the time is wasted. Closer to you, I know I won't feel alright. Everywhere I go, I see only darkness inside your radar, but outside your world.
Remember, you are listening to the Spanish edition of Indire, and we are presenting Gaslighting, the latest album of Harry Nipples with Álvaro, guitar and voice of the band.
Álvaro, Gaslighting comes out with the independent label Family Spirit Recording, run by an all well-known character of the Spanish underground, Tony Devildo. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Álvaro, how did the opportunity to work with Tony come about?
I mean, it's normal that after all the years that we've been playing, we were friends from Tony from before. But it's true that we were already with another label, another independent label in Spain, and basically, when he started to run his own label, Family Spree, we were already releasing vinyl with another one. So, at some point, we crossed our paths in, I think it was in Seville, actually. We were playing a concert and he was there. And then he mentioned...
I remember that concert.
You remember, because you were there too, no? And,
yes.
And at some point, we talked about, like, I mean, it wasn't planned. It was that we were chatting after the concert, and he said that he thought that with the catalog that he was already putting out, that our sound might be having its place there. So came the pandemic afterwards, and we released another EP before. And then after, when we were talking, because we met him several times after, no? And then at some point we thought, okay, we're gonna show you what we got. Tell us what you can offer, or what you think that if this is good enough to be released on vinyl, because that's one of the things. I mean, all the labels that we've been working with all this time is always vinyl-based labels. So it means that they release their material mostly on vinyl. And for us, it was very important to try to get distribution in all these underground scene that we have in Spain. And Tony, he has already like a place there. No, he's a person that he has his voice now, that he moves a lot around. So yeah, I mean, at some point when we finished the album and we saw a little bit the catalog of the label, we understood that we were in the right place. Yes.
And Álvaro, now that you mentioned, you know, you mentioned the pandemic and you mentioned the vinyl-based labels, I have a question for you. Tell us, after more than 20 years on the scene, how would you define the Spanish underground now? What challenge does it face in this moment?
Well, there's two ways of seeing it. In one way is the underground has never been so any better, because now the channels for underground to survive, which is basically getting in touch through the internet, makes that there's a lot of alternative scenes and festivals and record labels that they can come out and can survive. There's only a few, because obviously financially is a disaster, and things are not getting easier now these days, because still now, especially for playing live, all the costs, even what the artists are getting paid and everything, is making it very complicated for the bands to carry on. But on the other hand, as I said, I mean, they are like very, it's like if we were having now theme parks. Now we have festivals for classic 1950s rock and roll, then we have like hip hop festivals. Everything is getting very specialized, and some of them, when they click with an audience or with a spirit of a mood, they can carry on for many years, and it works fine, and it's a music that is still underground. In terms of getting out of the underground, I mean, it's something that I personally never thought about. I mean, I'm very comfortable being underground, to have a shelter on above my head. But to try to change now, and to try to have a more international network, it depends on how the people are communicating and organizing, the initiative of people organizing things. I mean, these are the things now, the difficulties. On the other hand, I mean, also the sad thing, in my opinion, is that obviously there's no new generation coming after us. I mean, there's more and more, you can see that this spirit of rock-based underground net, it's getting old. It's getting old, and and there's not a lot of young people joining it. I think that would be the challenge in the future, to try to see if there's new blood coming, and then we can still offer rock-based music in this kind of underground melting pot.
It is very interesting what you said, Álvaro, because you know, there seems to be so many options for the artist, but at the same time, as you said, everything is so specialized that all those options that you have nowadays on the internet maybe are not so good. You know, it's like okay, there's so many options that it's too many, and maybe I cannot find my audience, or my audience cannot find me. No,
completely. We are completely overwhelmed by the number of options. It's very hard to get a criteria, and everyone is in a different place to get to some music. I mean, that's the problem. The only way, as I mentioned, is that at some point some people, like, they organize something that is different from others, and that you can have like a loyal audience that you can count on, and that they're going to be there year after year, for example, in terms of festivals. In terms of, for example, labels, I don't know. I mean, the digital and the streaming change everything. It's not up to me to say the situation, but it doesn't look very good. But, you know, I mean, they've been saying so many times that rock is dead, that I don't know if it now is now it's for real. I don't think so. I don't think so. So, no, things are changing. It's part of life.
Álvaro, a last question for you. Where can buy your album? Where can European audience find your music?
Well, actually, obviously, through the internet on streaming, all the well-known streaming services, you can listen to the album, like Spotify, Apple, I am Amazon, Tidal, everything's got, you can listen to it. To buy it, you can buy the digital copies on the Bandcamp, and if you want to buy the physical format, you have to go to the Bandcamp from Family Spirit Recordings, or the website Family Spirit Recordings. I know that there's a few shops around Andalusia, which is like the southern part of Spain that we are based, that they have their shops, they have on their catalogs the albums as well. But I would encourage to contact all the band through the Bandcamp or Family Tree Recordings label through their own Bandcamp, and they can and their copies can be sent.
Mm-hmm. Thanks a lot, Álvaro, to look after Indire's microphones.
Thank you. Thank you very much. For, it was my pleasure.
Thank you very much, and congratulations for your last LP, okay?
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Let's listen one more from Gaslighting. This is What You Want. Another of the releases that we have loved is the latest EP of My Yellowstone.
The Sevillians are back with Big Time. five tracks in which they give free way to their rock with pop dice.
They are an amazing live show thanks to the interpretative solvency of their guitarist F.G. Curra and the overwhelming charisma of their singer Danny Cusa. The first preview of Big Time was River Strip, My Yellowstone.
At the beginning, My Yellowstone started like a duo with a sound closer to folk rock.
But that label was too small, and now, 7 albums later, we can say that Big Time unfolds its full potential.
Big Time has been recorded in the mighty Sputnik Studios, located in Sevilla. This place is a benchmark for both alternative and commercial music. Let's listen to another one by My Yellowstone. This is Sleepy.
So lazy, kiss what I think of a private jet. Down, down, because it's a reality I
And now, after listening to the My Yellowstone, we are going for the time of my co-host Rafa's punk moment.
You're right, dear Sonia. You know I have my punk heart, and I couldn't be here in Indire without talking about Reo's new work. This street punk band from Jerez has released La Marca Maldita, a concept album that deals with topics of historical memory, honor, and unsung heroes.
Reo starts from real stories about rebellions that do not always end well. La Marca Maldita offers a catalogue of anti-heroes and songs that are punches to the stomach. That is the case of Santo Entierro, whose lyrics tell us about a frustrated attempt against the Spanish dictator Francisco Franco. Going to finish our journey through the Spanish alternative scene thanks to Indire.
And we do it with a little blues touch, working with Eight, the new album of La Blues Band de Granada, a long play full of famous songs covered under the dress of the blues. For instance, the song we're going to listen to, Leonard Cohen's Aleluya.
I've held just what secret card, yeah, the day we play. I'm pleased, the Lord, but you really care for music, do you? It goes like this, the 45th, the minor for the magic lift, the Bething King composing, Alleluia, Alleluia.
strong but needed rough. You stay burning on the road, your beauty in the moonlight, over you. She tied you to a kitchen chair, she brought you drove, and she caught you here.
Aleluya, from the Onda Local de Andalucía, Nuria González, Rafa Sánchez and Sonia Morales send you a big hug. Be happy and enjoy good music.
Bye, 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 bye.
Bye, bye, bye.
Radio Exchange Network. Radio Show. Co-funded by the European Union. More at indire.eu.